What are you avoiding? The dishes? Your family? Your purpose? The truth is, we're all avoiding something, whether you're conscious of it or not. And this avoidance is a way of bypassing your divine responsibility of growth. Tune into this edition of Thursday's Thought and learn the two types of avoidance and why we engage in it. And learn a powerful exercise to help you uncover everything that you're avoiding so you can begin to create the changes and the results that you seek in your life. Now, whether you're new to this podcast or you're a loyal thought leader, thank you very much. Please, please take a moment to drop a rating and review on iTunes and download a few episodes. This shit helps. Now, it's time to dive into this edition of Thursday's Thought and learn more about the cycle of avoidance.
Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremon, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen.
Hey, thought leaders, and welcome to another edition of Thursday's Thought. And today, I want to talk about avoidance, specifically the cycle of avoidance that you may or may not recognize that you're in. You see, we have two types of avoidance. We have conscious avoidance, and that can look like you just finished dinner, you put your plate right by the sink, and you say to yourself, you know what? I'm just going to wash this tomorrow. That's conscious avoidance. That's you making the decision in that moment to avoid washing the dishes. And then we have something that stems deeper than that, and it's unconscious avoidance. And this is the type of avoidance that you're not really aware of or not aware that you're doing. And this is the type of avoidance that is actually bypassing your divine responsibility of growth. Unconscious avoidance can look like this. You experience a trigger and you choose to lash out in anger, to react. You feel a little relief after the reaction and you move on. That is unconscious avoidance. See, if you were actually facing that trigger head on, you would, rather than react, you would move inwards. You would reflect. See, when we're triggered, we have two ways of responding. We can react or we can reflect. And sometimes we do both. Right? Sometimes we react and then we reflect. But when you reflect, that's when you dive into the actual act of avoidance. Because you were triggered, that means that there is something there that is being poked, a wound that is being reopened. And if you avoid facing it in that moment in time, you're going to continue being triggered by it in other situations. This is unconscious avoidance. And people are doing it all the time. And you're probably doing this and don't even know it. Take a moment right now to think about the last time you felt triggered. Did you react or did you reflect? Did you focus your energy outwards, or did you focus it inwards? Did you avoid, or did you face it head on? And you can probably now see what I'm talking about. There are so many ways in which we practice unconscious avoidance, which further perpetuates this cycle of avoidance. And again, avoidance is a way of bypassing your divine responsibility of growth. We have in the personal and spiritual development community this saying, and it goes like this: love and light. I cannot tell you how many times I have gotten on a thread, a comment thread on Facebook, where someone's really sharing something deep. And then someone comes and writes a comment that says, just focus on love and light, or sending you love and light. I cannot tell you how much this pisses me off, because this is also a form of unconscious avoidance, and maybe in some cases conscious avoidance, but mostly unconscious avoidance. A lot of people want to think that love and light, or slapping love and light on something, is going to make it better. But in fact, you're making it worse, because you're avoiding what's actually really going on. You're avoiding facing what's actually happening. I have seen this happen so many times in our community, and maybe you can think about a time where you've seen this online too, where you've seen people using their unconscious avoidance techniques towards other people, completely disregarding what is actually happening. But the truth of the matter is when someone is engaging in unconscious avoidance, it's because they're too fucking scared to face their own shit. They're too fucking scared to face their shadows, to dive deep and face their so-called demons. They're too fucking scared to see, like really see all sides of themselves. And they choose to live in this one space, this one dimension, when we are multi-dimensional beings living in a multi-dimensional world. Avoidance is a technique that we as human beings have picked up along the way. It's not something that we're born with. It's not something that we innately do. It is taught. It is learned. It is a learned behavior. You know, maybe you witnessed your parents avoiding things, right? Maybe you witnessed your parents avoiding opening up the bills because they had such a fear of money, had scarcity, so they wouldn't even look at their bills. Maybe you experienced your parents avoiding each other because they had a fear of intimacy or letting people get close. Or maybe they were just avoiding their own individual pain. We as children pick this shit up. We're like sponges. And we see like, oh, by avoiding this situation or an argument, you're just smoothing things over. Things get better. Okay, cool. So avoidance leads to things getting better. Whereas when we dive right in, when we see our parents argue over something, when you face your bills, no matter how scary they are, you're forced to look at reality and experience reality, meaning experience all sides of things. And that can often look tumultuous and like things aren't in harmony. But that's because that is an opportunity for growth. Right there, that is an opportunity for growth. You know, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who focus on investing in business coaches, business masterminds. They focus on investing in strategists and business plans and ad specialists and all this shit, external things to create the income that they want. Again, external things. And then they get upset when it doesn't happen. Maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you've witnessed it in others. They get upset when it doesn't happen. They almost like throw a fit. And it's because they're essentially avoiding unconsciously their own inner growth. We can only expand our missions, our legacies, our purpose, our movement, our businesses as much as we expand ourselves. if we ourselves don't have the capacity to hold the greatness of our businesses, the greatness of our missions, the greatness of our movements, then those movements, those missions, that purpose, like, it's not going to happen. This is avoidance. And this is the cycle of avoidance that so many of you are finding yourself in. So I want to offer you a question, and I invite you to journal on this question, to free write. And what I mean by that is you first want to start off with some breath work, sit in silence for at least 10 minutes, and let go of whatever tension from the day. And just breathe for like 5-10 minutes, creating space. And then you grab your journal, and at the top of your journal, you're going to write, in what ways am I feeding my cycle of avoidance? In what ways am I feeding my cycle of avoidance? I'll also offer you an alternative. What am I avoiding? What am I avoiding? In fact, I would just journal on both those things, because you're probably going to come up with different things for each one. And I say this time and time again, I know I've said this on so many other episodes, but we cannot change what we are not willing to face. Like, we cannot change what we're not willing to accept. So if you're not willing to accept or face all the ways in which you are consciously or unconsciously avoiding your divine responsibility of growth, then there is no way in hell that you're actually going to create change in your life. There's no way in hell that you're actually going to fulfill your vision. There's no way in hell that you're actually going to lead your movement or your purpose, because you are fixated, again, consciously or unconsciously fixated on avoiding your responsibility of growth. So try that out. Like, actually fucking do it, right? I don't want this podcast to be in just another podcast that you listen to. I don't want the information that I share with you and that my guests share with you to just be information that is lost. Meaning, I don't want you to just listen to this and then keep going back doing what you're doing. I want you to really, like, integrate and implement. And so carve out the time today. I don't care what time it is, at some point today, to do this and to really fucking do it. And let me know that you've done it, and let me know how it went for you. Fill me in on what insights came up. I would love to hear from you. So just let me know. All you got to do is DM me on Instagram or Twitter. My handle is @IamRuby. Just let me know it's about the episode on avoidance, and share your insights with me. Share what came up. And if this is helpful for you at all, please share this episode with a friend or share it with your online community. Thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Thursday's Thought on Today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. If you dig this episode and you appreciate the work that I've been doing, please, please drop a rating and review on iTunes. And this shit really helps. And I appreciate everyone who's taken the time to do this. And again, reach out and let me know how this exercise goes for you. If you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out also. Just slide into my DMs @IamRuby. And then check back on Monday for a brand new episode of Today's Thought Leader.